Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
My great pleasure to welcome to the studio for the first time in this brand new room, Federal Member for O'Connor, Rick Wilson. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. It's great to be here in your flash new office, flash new studio. Yeah,
we've been in here for a few months now, but first time you've managed to get in because obviously representing the faithful in Canberra.
Yeah, no, it's good to be back in Albany for a few weeks while we've got a break in Canberra, and it's good to be able to pop in and speak to you face-to-face instead of over the phone as we often do.
Rick, there's going to be an announcement in the Commonwealth Marine Parks in regards to Bremer Canyon.
Yeah, so this process has been going on since 2014, so it's been a tortuous process, but we think that we're going to get a very good result here on the south coast. So the last maps that I saw a 70% increase in the area of protection over the Bremer Canyon, so that was something that we fought very hard for. Additionally, there is a scallop trawl in the Bremer Canyon Marine Park, which we've been trying to get removed on behalf of the Bremer community, who've run a very good grassroots campaign down there, led by Craig Liebens, who's a local dive operator down there. So it's I'm very hopeful when I see the maps today that we'll see a really good result for the south coast.
One of the big attractions down this way, isn't it, the Bremer Canyon? It just brings visitors from outside the region, and that's what we're encouraging.
Yeah, look, we're seeing an increase in the tourist product down there. There are two operators offering trips out to the Bremer Canyon now, out to the Orca hotspot. So I think that'll encourage more people to get out there and see what is an amazing natural phenomenon.
Rick Wilson here with us. Rick, announcement on the Fitzgerald Biosphere.
So the UNESCO heritage listing of the Fitzgerald Biosphere that's been announced for some time, but big celebrations on Friday over in Hopetown and in the park. So about 180 specially invited guests. My very good friend Melissa Price, the member for DURAC, who's the Assistant Minister for the Environment, will be down to officially launch it. But it'll be a gathering of all those community groups and locals that have fought really hard to get this biosphere listing. And it did take some time. UNESCO is based in Paris, and between the Australian government and UNESCO in Paris, there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. But we finally got it across the line, and it's a great outcome for those groups along the south coast who, and I won't name them because there's very many of them and I'm sure that I'll miss some of them out, but who fought really hard to get this biosphere listed.
Yeah, fantastic news for the Fitzgerald region. And interesting here, of course, the Northern Goldfields is going to be on the cashless welfare card from the 9th of April.
Yeah, so look, from the 19th of April. So this is something that we worked really hard on. When you see some of the social dysfunction, and when I saw some of the social dysfunction going on across the Northern Goldfields, and I heard about this cashless debit card trial that was happening already in Ceduna and the East Kimberley, I thought this was a great initiative for the people of the Goldfields, particularly those vulnerable families where children are missing out on the vitals, the essentials of life, food, clothing, getting to the school on time. So we fought very hard to get the cashless debit card introduced, and it will be starting to be rolled out on the 19th of April. So what the cashless debit card is, it's a Visa card. It looks just like any other Visa card, but the 80% of a working age welfare payment is paid onto that card and can't be withdrawn as cash. So you can use the card at any outlet that accepts Visa, except somewhere that sells alcohol, except at a terminal that sells alcohol, and you can't use it online for gambling products, etc. So essentially what it does is it quarantines that money on the card that can be spent on anything other than those. So I'm hopeful it'll make a huge difference in the life of not necessarily people that are addicted to alcohol, drugs and gambling, but also their children and families that are missing out at the moment.
And interesting, you're actually going to be getting one of your own cards so you can demonstrate to people how it works.
Yeah, so I've applied for a card myself and I will be using that every time I go to the Goldfields. In fact, I can use it in Albany. I can use it anywhere where a Visa. Right. But particularly when I'm on the Goldfields, so some of the issues that have been raised, for example, if people go to the pub and they want to have a meal, can they buy a meal but not alcohol? And that's the sort of thing that I want to be testing. And most hotels in Kalgoorlie will have a separate till for meals versus alcohol. And these are the sorts of things that that I want to use the card to test and make sure that it's not going to inconvenience people in any major way, unless you're trying to buy drugs and alcohol and gambling products.
We love the Shantymen. They've been on Triple M before as part of Unplugged. We might entice them to come back later on this week for another jam, and they're going to be doing a live performance on Friday night down at the Albany Boatshed. They're supporting the Albany Community Hospice, and joining us now from the Shantymen, I've got Bruce and also Gary. Gentlemen, welcome along.
Thank you, Terry.
How are you getting on?
We might be able to get a song out of you before we wrap up our chat.
All two of us. I don't know that we're that representative of the Shantymen.
Will that expose your singing a bit more?
It would. We tend to hide behind the rest of the guys, so absolutely.
So you're down there Friday night down at the Boatshed.
Yeah, from I think the event starts at 5:30 on Friday evening, and I think we're booked in to start singing at about 6.
The rehearsals have been pretty big this week, haven't they?
We had a great rehearsal last night, so we're fired up and ready to go. We've got Gary's home brew sort of still bubbling, both in the bottles.
Is it bubbling this morning?
It stays with you for a while.
So looking to support the Albany Community Hospice this weekend, and they're a fantastic organisation that do great work out around the region.
I think the hospice is the one of the favourite organisations in the district, and everyone loves getting behind them as best they can. So, yeah, and we're no different. We love doing that.
We've got Jean and Barbara from the Albany Community Hospice. You've got some pretty big fundraisers right throughout the year, don't you? Because we've had charity dinners with footy players coming down, and we just continue on, don't we? We're looking to raise lots and lots of money.
We have to, Terry. We have to just keep going. We just have to keep going all the time to raise funds to keep our community facility going.
And a wonderful facility you've got out there, haven't you?
Oh, it's brilliant, yes, with wonderful staff, and I've never heard a word against it. I'm really proud to work for it.
So Friday night, we've got the Sundowner there at the Boatshed, so it's $35 adults, kids under 12 free. You've got some beverages on sale. You're encouraging people to book early. Where can they go for tickets?
They can go either to hospice or they can go to Paperback Merchants. Selling the tickets too.
Gina, Vava, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the fundraiser on Friday, and good luck with everything you do throughout the year.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Terry.
Bruce and Gary from the Shantymen, all the best with Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Terry.
A Wednesday, so we catch up with Trent from techwrap.net. Trent, the Australian government is seeking feedback on fair use copyright rules. Where does this apply?
Yeah, we're talking a lot about fair use online. What is right to be able to be reshared by people on various websites and other platforms like social media, for instance. Many of the copyright rules, not only here in Australia but abroad, really haven't been looked at for some years. And, you know, with computers and the internet, I guess the scope has changed considerably. The great thing they're doing is actually putting it out there to people. They've got a copyright modernisation consultation paper, which you can have a look at on communications.gov.au. And if you want to, you know, provide the government with some feedback on, you know, how you think fair use should play out, they're inviting submissions as well.
Finally, an original Steve Jobs resume job application has sold for a record at auction.
Now, who would have thought someone had managed to keep this? A job application that he put together in 1973, complete with all of those spelling and punctuation mistakes, well before he had started firing on all cylinders with Apple. It was valued at $50,000 when, you know, someone got it valued ready for sale, but ended up selling at an auction for a whopping $174,757. Apparently an Englishman bought the item, and I'd assume if he's spending that sort of money, he'll get it framed and you know, put that in the trophy room perhaps.
Well, all those punctuation errors and spelling mistakes could become fashionable again because Steve Jobs did it.
Yeah, you could say some people have missed that in the common age, especially with typing on computers and texting on mobile phones.
More tech news at the website techwrap.net. Trent, thank you for another great week.
Always a pleasure.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Jackpot looking good for a hump day Wednesday. We're at $3,400 on the sound. So you need to tell us what that is and where you can find it. Daryl's with us. G'day, Daz.
How you doing?
I'm very good. Beautiful start to Wednesday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. And it's going to get very cold on Friday, I think.
Yeah, we'll only get to about 21 degrees on Friday after temperatures today in the late 20s, early 30s. Sounds of Albany with Fairdinkum Sheds. What do you reckon?
I've heard such good answers and everything or things, so, but I thought I'd try this one. I think it's at the ALAC.
Yes.
And I think, don't laugh, I think it's someone dropping the toilet seat.
Somebody dropping the toilet seat. Never a silly answer on the sound.
Okay.
We only have two kinds of answers, correct or incorrect.
And that's an incorrect one, eh?
Yeah, ooh. You got in early. Good on you, Daz.
No worries. Thanks,
sorry, mate, can't give you the money.
Bye.
I've got Tanya on the line. G'day, Tan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Sounds of Aldi with Fairdinkum Sheds. What do you reckon?
I think it's the gates that you go through towards the pool down at Leisure and Aquatic Centre.
The gates you go through towards the pool down at the Aldi Leisure and Aquatic Centre?
Yes, that's right.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to shut the gate on your answer.
No worries. Thank you.
Good on you, Tanya.
Bye.
Triple M, Sounds of Aldi. Hello.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Good. Is that my mate, Dave?
It's mate, Dave, yep.
How are you?
Average.
Average?
Yeah.
That's no good.
Listen, the ticker sound.
Yes.
Is like, you know how you tell within the function that you've been at? Poker thing being dropped on a pool table or something.
A poker thing being dropped on a pool table?
No, not pool table. Just someone playing poker.
Somebody playing poker?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to poke your answer into the incorrect category.
What is it? Okay, I'll have to have another go then.
Sorry, mate, can't give you the money.
See ya.
See ya. The jackpot tomorrow rises to $3,420. It's Sound of Albany with Fairdinkum Sheds, Triple M.